Your governor made the decision to tax, 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 and tax. The governor made the decision to spend, 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 and spend. And then because of those decisions, these people made the decisions to leave.
That's former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani campaigning today in Mahwah, New Jersey, for Republican gubernatorial candidate Chris Christie. Bergen County, New Jersey's most populous, is shaping up to be the battleground in Tuesday's election. WNYC's Bob Henley has been spending time with the campaigns and voters in Bergen County. He joins us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Bob, why is Bergen County so important?
Well, it's the most populous county, as you said, and also it's a place that it's hard to remember when a gubernatorial candidate didn't win without carrying it. And it's also something that has 70 towns in it. And in some ways, it's got everything that's a challenge for New Jersey on steroids, because it's got this municipality mania. There are 70 towns there. Imagine that. All the independent authorities and utilities that each one of these towns have. Also, it's a place where Republicans in recent memory have been able to run the county, but recently the Democrats have been running the roost there for quite a while. And just in the last few months, you have seen the Democratic County Chairman Joseph Ferriero and the attorney for the Democratic Party, Dennis Urey, and a sitting state senator, Coniglio, all convicted on corruption charges. This makes the Republicans think this is a year they can flip Bergen County back to their column.
So what are the campaigns, the gubernatorial campaigns, been doing in Bergen County?
Well, basically what they've been doing is trying to drive home their respective messages. Now, we did see President Obama come to the county seat. He came to Hackensack. We had, of course, Rudy Giuliani. Governor Corzine is in Englewood today. And basically the thing is the Democrats are trying to get out the message that the high property taxes in Bergen County have not been the fault of John Corzine, that it's a bad economic time, that he has actually reduced government, but that, you know, the Republicans on the other side say, listen, he's been in there, he promised to turn things around, and it just hasn't happened.
So what you mentioned, a couple of the arguments that they've been making. I mean, on the Democratic side, what is the argument that why essentially John Corzine shouldn't be blamed for what's going on?
Well, I ran into Bergenfield Mayor Tim Driscoll, who's a Democrat, and he was there doing advance work for the lieutenant governor candidates on the Democratic side, Loretta Weinberg. And he put it to me this way.
The big thing is the economy. Now, I listen to some of these politicians, for example, Christie, saying he's going to reduce taxes. He's going to increase aid to the going to increase this, he's going to increase that. How the hell can he do it? He can't. Corzine has reduced, last year, what did he do? He reduced the state budget by, I think it was 14.7%, this year by 12.5%. That's unheard of in government in Jersey.
So that's from the Democratic side. What about the Republicans? What are they saying?
Well, I went to the Republican county office, which was just packed with people. I haven't seen it like that in years. And basically, it's a sense of they're making a connection, right or wrong, between the local corruption that's been experienced and the cost of governance and the rise in property taxes. This is how Linda Rosato of Saddle River put it.
How much can we put up with? Why, you know, let's be honest here and trust the people that we elect to offices. And know that they're working for us, rather than, you know, taking bribes.
So today's Fairleigh Dickinson poll puts the race between Corzine and Christie, and of course there's independent Chris Daggett, too close to call. Are there many undecided voters?
Well, if you throw in the Daggett factor, you know, some polls have him like be anywhere between 7% and 20%, and the 7, 8, 9, 10% undecided, there's quite a few people that could change at the last minute. But basically, there's a kind of fatigue. This campaign's been going on forever, and it's been negative right along. I ran into 76 Louisa Carr, who was at the Bergenfield Senior Citizen Center. She was quite funny. She said she gets to vote in the basement, so she has no excuse not to vote. She's got to put her slippers on. But this is how she felt about the race.
I don't know who to vote for. All they do is sling mud at one another. I mean, you know, you don't know.
Exactly. They don't know. But, of course, President Obama is going to be in on Sunday. This is his third time. One more time he can actually vote, I believe. He'll have residency.
Thank you. It's WNYC's Bob Henley reporting from New Jersey.
Thanks, Isaac.
Thank you. You can stay tuned to WNYC for the latest, of course, on the New Jersey and New York elections. Our election coverage starts Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock.